Item number two is the professional services contracts recommendation.
So Michael.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. There are two items. Both are, I believe, just add-ons from previous items. One is a contract expansion for Kane for a project for a service delivered through Wraparound Milwaukee. This is a campaign to make options aware, or make people who work with children aware of the options for kids around early identification of serious mental illness. It's supposed to be related to our CORE program, which is a first episode psychosis program. It's a $7,000 addition, and I believe this is funded through the grant that funds the CORE program in the state. We operate CORE as a facet of our comprehensive community services program, but we do identify it as a special program because it does have some specialized services targeting those youth who are either experiencing a first episode or sort of have the indications that they may be experiencing an emerging mental illness. I'm sorry, Tom, you're on mute.
Do we have a motion? Motion to recommend to the board approval. John, motions? Do we have a second?
So moved.
We have a second from Kathy. Any discussion? So the continuation with King Communications, I understand, you know, during some of the transition years, that was important and probably remains important. Do you anticipate what's the future look like?
That's a great question. We're engaged with Kane through next May. Their cycle went from May to May, and we truly are counting on them to be part of the transition communications throughout the move. We do anticipate significantly reducing that contract for BHD comms, and we have a plan to expand our own resources. So we hope to actually have a person internally that would do the day-to-day functions that Kane has covered for us. I would like to continue to entertain having Kane available to us for some very specific efforts. Crisis recruitment comes to mind, and the crisis communication where they've stepped in and helped us, but that could be done in a slightly different contract structure. Today, Kane deploys a number of staff to us, and it's a $300,000+ contract. We also have some smaller arrangements with them that are roll up to these contracts where they've done particular marketing efforts for us, for Wraparound and for the youth service. We continue to engage with them since they've done the previous campaigns, and each one is essentially a new year, a new fund. But we would really be looking at competitive bidding for some of those services going forward. In the past, Kane has actually won the RFPs, but we will continue to RFP such services moving forward. So again, they've done great work, and I appreciate very much Kimberly Kane and her team, but we do anticipate a smaller contract in the next cycle, if any.
Yeah, and this is not to say there's no value there. It's just that some of the load should probably transfer to Granite Hills. That was previously on our plate, and some of it should transfer to the psych center that was previously on our plate. And so the footprint of need is shrinking.
Yeah, that's a great point, and that's true. Although I would just shout out to them that, you know, they've helped us get the word out about the change and our future state, and also about available services. And I think our biggest challenge that Kane really helped us with was the sort of the way the Behavioral Health Services Division was perceived. And you know, in no small way, the current press and the way we are described, and the celebration of our transformation, you know, they were very significant in that change because they very actively sought coverage and educated local media in supporting. So I wouldn't want to lose that. That was something that I don't believe we would have done on our own. When they started, and they started before, long before I, you all know this. I mean, we were had a pretty bad standing with the community and the press, and much of it was based on a lack of education about what we all do. And I think they did a nice job of getting the word out, celebrating us, and then representing us well through all different venues that we may not have had access to in the past.
Yes, it really shaped BHD up as a first class organization, and I think that's where you are right now. So, yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Unanimous. Back to you, Jody.